Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Gastrointestinal and respiratory problems are common after a flood due to a lack of clean water. Stomach illnesses such as vomiting and diarrhea are the greatest risk after swallowing contaminated water. Direct contact with contaminated floodwater can cause skin rashes or infected cuts and wounds. Breathing problems can worsen if sewage is allowed to dry and becomes airborne. Low levels of some infectious agents are present in the environment normally and can remain slightly elevated for several months after a flood. Bacteria, viruses, and parasites can survive on outdoor hard surfaces, in the grass, and in soil after sewage-contaminated floodwaters have retreated. The amount of time they can survive depends on factors such as the temperature, humidity, acidity of soil, and the amount of sunlight. Sunlight and higher temperatures can help kill them, and rainwaters will help flush them from the soil. Avoid these areas until they have dried and sewage is no longer visible. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.